Once a year, the priest of God would enter into the temple and he would offer incense. He would take specially prepared spices, a golden censer, and coals from off the altar of incense. Now, there was incense offered almost every day in the temple, but this was into the Holy of Holies. This only occurred once a year on the Day of Atonement. He would place coals in the censer, and the censer was kind of this little round goblet-like thing with holes in it. And it had a screen on it, or a grate, or a grill. And in the bottom were coals. And these holes, as you swung it, it was on a chain, as you swung it, well, if you've ever blown on a fire, it would increase the temperature. The grate would get hot, and then they would drop the incense on the grate, and it would vaporize, and it would fill the whole room with incense, with the vapors of the incense. A cloud would fill the holy place. Why? Why would he do this? What did this taking of the incense into the Holy of Holies symbolize? Well, the Bible has a lot to say about incense. Let's go to Revelation. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And in verse 6. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And then they sang a new song. So here it says that the golden bowls of incense are symbolic of our prayers. Now, the book of Revelation is very symbolic, but the symbols mean something. We understand that it's symbolic, but the symbols mean something. They're not spiritual or, you know, vague ideas. Incense in the Bible represents the prayers of the saints. They are symbolic of our prayers. God does not want repetitive, mindless prayers that require no thought or effort. Like incense, our prayers should have certain qualities. Certain qualities. We've all heard the prayer of the person that stands up and says, "Please bless everybody everywhere all over the world." Well, God can't do that because there are people all over the world that are not doing things that are worthy of being blessed. So there are certain things and certain qualities that our prayers must have. Today, what we're going to do in the sermonette is we're going to see how a proper understanding of incense can help our prayers be more effective. First point, how was incense made? If incense symbolized our prayers, the prayers of the saints, which is what it says here in Revelation in chapter 5, let's look at how it was made, because how it was made will give us some characteristics of its use. Let's go to the book of Exodus. Exodus. And in Exodus chapter 30, we have the instructions for the oil, the bronze laver, various other things, including in verse 34, the incense. And let's look at how the incense was made. And the Lord said to Moses in Exodus 30, verse 34, and the Lord said to Moses, take sweet spices, and ointment and galabam and pure frankincense. With these sweet spices, there shall be equal amounts of each. So you took these four or five spices, they're mentioned here, and you got equal amounts of them. You shall make of these an incense, a compound according to the art of the perfumer, salted, pure and holy. So they put a little bit of salt with the incense. And so this is what they were supposed to do with the incense. They were supposed to take equal amounts of these compounds, and there was a certain art in making incense, like there's a certain art in, you know, stirring paint, certain art in making chemical compounds. There was a certain art. Verse 36, and you shall beat some of it very fine and put some of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of meeting where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy to you. So it's to be made of these four compounds, a little bit of salt, and it was supposed to be beaten or ground very fine. So this tells us that when they made the incense, they took these compounds and they ground them up. You might think of maybe a mortar and a pestle, and they would just grind it up and take these large spices and grind them down. We've all seen garlic bulbs, and they take garlic bulbs and they grind it down into a fine powder. This is what they would do with these compounds that they were using. So this kind of helps us to realize a little bit of what our prayer should be like. When you give a prayer, be sure that it's finely detailed. Please help everyone that's sick. It's a good general prayer. But wouldn't it be better to give names, to give details, to give exact requests? You know, please help family members. Please help the certain individual. Whatever it happens to be. Describe your thoughts and feeling. Avoid generalities. Your prayers should be very specific, detailed. Your prayer should contain different subjects mixed together. When you pray, be sure you pray about, you know, thank God for the meals that you're getting every day. Thank God for the work that you're getting every day. Thank God for the health that you have. Thank God for this. Thank God for that. You just don't, unless you're having a problem, you just want to pray on one specific thing. So your prayers should be a mixture of everything, and they should be very, very detailed. So next time you're in your closet at home or in your bedroom kneeling by your bed or wherever you happen to give your prayers, notice I didn't say if you're by your closet or bedroom. I said when, because you're supposed to be praying. Next time you do this, make sure that you are very specific in your prayers. Second point about incense. Incense did not do its job unless it was heated up. You could have incense sitting there in a container. Nothing. Nothing would happen. It was only when the incense was added to heat that it did its job. For incense to do its job, it had to be heated up. It was sprinkled on the altar of incense or was put in a censer that had red hot coals. Only then would incense do what it was designed to do. What should our prayers be like? Let's go to the book of James. James chapter 5. And let's look at chapter 5. And this is right before the prayer for anointing. Notice verse 15 of James chapter 5. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person, man or woman, avails much. Your prayers should be fervent. They should be fervent. They should have a little passion to them. If your prayers are just rote prayers, like, you know, the Catholics saying the rosary, find something else to do. Because they're hitting the ceiling and bouncing right off. Your prayers should be effective and powerful. You need to put a little passion into your prayers. You need to heat them up a little. Be sincere about what you're praying about. Just like incense. Incense had to be heated up for it to be effective. Point number three. Incense was sweet smelling. The incense, when heated, gave off a cloud. This cloud was sweet-smelling and aromatic. Because the incense was pure, its smell was pure. You ever been in a place and smell something, you go like, oh, wow, ha, I don't want to be in here. Our prayers should not be like that to God. God, when he hears our prayers, should say, oh, that has a nice aroma to it. I like that prayer. I like that prayer. Our prayer should be according to God's will. Our prayers should not stink, but they should smell good. According to, you know, if you have a prayer and you're giving the, you know, it doesn't matter. Maybe you're giving a public prayer or maybe you're a private prayer. So most of your prayers should be private. Your prayers should be agreeable to what God says is correct. And your prayers should be so agreeable that the congregation can all say amen. So be it. I've been at many funerals where the pastor will ask you to bow your head. He'll offer up a prayer. I can't say amen to it. I can't say amen to it because it's heresy. the doctrines that they espouse in some of the Protestant churches. So when you give a prayer, make sure that it's sweet-smelling, that it's something that you can say amen to. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John. You're in James, forward five or six pages. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Your prayers are not getting answered? There's always reasons, but one of the reasons could be the following. And whatever, verse 22, 1 John 3:22, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Our prayers are like sweet-smelling incense. When you're around a place that's very nice-smelling and aromatic, maybe a garden, I remember being on trips out into the mountains, and you can smell the oxygen and the carbon dioxide all around you. You can smell the green almost from the trees as it leaps off at you. That's the way our prayer should be, a place where God says, this is nice, I like this. So make sure that our prayers are pleasing to God and that they are correct. You don't want to pray for something that is not correct. Please pray for this couple who are living together. They can have a nice long life in adultery and fornication. You don't want to pray that. God's not going to go, well, that's a good prayer. God's going to go, that prayer stinks. So make sure that your prayers are aromatic and well-pleasing and well-smelling to God. Our prayers should smell good to God. God's people are commanded to offer incense. They were in the Old Testament. They were to offer it in the temple daily. They were to offer it when they went into God's presence in the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement. There's a whole sermon there, brethren. Incense was very, very important to God. It meant something, and it still is. Incense in the temple was symbolic of the role that prayers play in our spiritual life. Let's make our prayers more effective by remembering these very important qualities of incense.